The year 1983 marked the end of the first century of Eastbourne as a municipal borough. Just 100 years since four hamlets had merged to form a watering place esteemed throughout the British Isles. Its name was originally to be Burlington, yet fate dictated Eastbourne. However named, its beauty was not in dispute. Beauty given by its unique setting, as it nestled in the curve of the South Downs and facing the gentle wash of the English Channel. Much care had been given to its planning, which future generations hold delicately in their grasp, often not aware how easily such beauty can be spoiled. In The Birth of Eastbourne, the author points no finger to the future, but explores the town's creation. The travellers are fictitious, the events and places real, though such is the wide vista of Eastbourne's birth, the author can paint only a general picture, hopeful that the readers will form their own opinions and relive the town's beginning. The year is 1883.